September 1st. Our reading this morning is the first of the sayings. It is something of a preamble to the other 30. Listen to it carefully this morning, paying attention, so that you may be nourished deep in your soul. Proverbs 22:17-21. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve? It would be great if you would take the time to memorize these 5 verses. That is what is meant by keeping them in your heart and having all of them ready on your lips. Down inside, they're making a difference. And when the situation calls for a word of wisdom, you are prepared and know what to do. But if 5 verses is too hard for you, try memorizing verse 19. This verse gives us one of the great aims of the 30 sayings, to have our trust in the Lord. None of this really works if we don't trust in the Lord. As we have read Proverbs so far, we have been admonished to not envy the wicked. Why would we envy the wicked? Because they seem to be getting ahead. If our trust is not in the Lord, then we will act on our envy and do the wrong thing, just like the wicked do. But if we trust in the Lord, then we can be confident that our day, our eternal day, is coming. Why? Because the Lord is in charge of judgment, and that day is coming for us all. Don't trust in the sayings as if following them will bring success in life. They are not magic spells. They only work if and when God makes them work. Trust in Him and do the right thing. Now, once you have verse 19 memorized and your trust is in the Lord, then add verses 20 and 21 to your memory. These verses give us the other great aim, namely to be able to bring back truthful reports. Do you realize how rare it is to hear truthful reports in business, much less in government? Everyone wants to get ahead, and they know that how they slant their report will make them friends and enemies. But those who know how to give honest reports will be honored. Let's pray. Lord, we trust in You. Help us not to envy the wicked, but to do the right thing. Give us faith and courage to give honest, truthful reports. Amen.